Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 19. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, and behold, he is praying. And he has seen a vision, and a man named Ananias came in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who come in your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house. And laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days, he was with the disciples at Damascus. There are some situations of witnessing to others that are just fun, and they're exciting, and it's easy to see the potential in the people we're witnessing to. But it's scary to go and witness to the man who kills people who think the way you do. And this is why Ananias is hesitant. He says, "I've heard about this guy." But in this story, it's easy to see that God can take the most unlikely of people and use them in powerful ways. We don't know the potential that God has for somebody. So that person that we don't want to minister to because they don't look promising or they're scary, or we've heard of them and we really think it's not a good idea, it's not going to work, nothing's going to change. We don't know what God can do in their life. Ananias had an audible voice. So it might be a little bit different than our situations, but we feel God's voice calling us to minister to certain people, and we don't really want to. We've heard about them. Ananias obeyed that voice, and he had the privilege of ministering to someone who'd become one of the greatest missionaries ever. What a rewarding experience for Ananias. Let's be faithful to obey that voice that nudges us to minister to others. And maybe that person that we least want to minister to, the person we see that has the least potential, that will be the least likely to give their heart to Christ, minister to them. And as you do, don't think about what you've heard about them or what you see in their life or what they have been. Think about the potential that they have. Think of their potential in Christ. Maybe there's someone that you can think of right now, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your church, in your office, and you have felt God calling you to minister to them in some way, but you really didn't want to. Go in obedience to Christ, show them God's love, and you may have the privilege to watch as God transforms their life.
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.